Yeah.
Oh, no, not 30 cents, if it was 5,000.
Yeah, the tuition payment I ended up getting, but it was like, it was something.
It's like good going out.
All right, so, did everybody get the email I sent about 15 minutes ago? Yes. You were number one for so long.
I don't know what, I'm getting worse, like consistently. I don't know what's.
Well, now, are you spending as much time on it?
Oh, yesterday I was really, really tired, because this week, just like with midterms and paper, like I did not like sleep as well. So I think that may be it, but last week I got 0.5 out too, which isn't good at all. And the past 2 weeks I've been taking notes, I think maybe that's messing me up, I think maybe I can't do notes.
Hey, whatever worked for you before.
Because I didn't, yeah, I didn't take notes before, and then everybody started talking about notes, I'm like, I'll take notes too, but maybe that's a bad thing.
Well, you know, I was lower the first time I took notes, but this time I took notes the second time. So maybe they have nothing to do with this.
Yeah, maybe I just suck at life.
I think that's what Jason was going for.
So towing around that idea.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right, so before we start this, though, so you've got stuff for me, right?
All for you.
Excellent. So Sarah's stuff is on here?
Yes. Just those, like, 13 trending videos that I pulled. That's it.
Okay. How many... I had given you, I don't even remember what format I gave you, but she gave us...
She gave it the hard drive.
Right, okay.
I took off the hard drive, only the one sessions of this kit that were there.
Okay, so there were no other sessions.
There were sessions of, like, an adult male.
Okay, so this is all the sessions that she had of this particular child, and now I have them.
Yes.
And they're only 13?
Yeah, I think that's all I have.
Okay. All right, so I got this, and this. Excellent. We're still trying to figure out another program that we might want to try to repair the other three.
Yeah.
That program you recommended, it worked for this one, but not for the other three. So I'm alone.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm willing to invest the money. I don't have a problem with that. This free program worked well for this one, but not for the other three. So if you hear of any programs that... Actually, maybe a little higher end.
I recommended any higher end one. It's funny, they're like, no, this solves it. And I was like, all right. So I'll ask, yeah. I'll see if there's anything.
Okay. All right, thanks. Okay, so Jennifer's car broke down. You guys know about that?
Yeah, I was like,
yeah, I just thought I'd let you know. I slashed your tires.
Like, you don't know yet.
Right, you didn't know this, but. You know. Stephanie is at the doctor's, and she sent me a file that was incomplete, so I couldn't use it. And then Leia scheduled a patient for this time, so she's seeing a patient right now. And she knew that, and so she did not bother to Q-sort. So you probably wonder what DNP is. Jason probably knows. But anyone who doesn't follow sports, and I'm assuming that you follow sports because you're a man. Maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe you guys follow sports. It could be a gender bias on my part.
Where's Melissa when you need her?
I know.
Why?
She's always calling people ungendered.
Exactly. Yeah, she would really nail me on that. But DNP, if you follow basketball, for example, and you go to the, you know what a box score is?
I know, we want to like.
Sometimes gender stereotypes actually mean something.
I'm thinking it's not the box that they put the score in. That's simple, right? Okay, no question.
Well, the box score is the list of players and how many attempts they made to shoot the basket, how many they were successful, how many total points, how many rebounds, etc., how many minutes they played, and for each team, right? And they list all the players of both teams, right? But some players, you know, there are 12 players on a basketball team. Only 5 can play at any given time, but there's substitutions. Shaq goes out for another player.
Benchwarmers.
The starters, get some rest, right? But there are always some players who just don't play the game at all, right? And so in the box score, you'll see next to their name, DNP, meaning they did not play. So that's what that means.
DNR.
DNR?
Do not resuscitate.
Well, now if Maria keeps getting 49s, I'm going to put that next to her name. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
I think I'm maybe just like overthinking them, but like, I don't know.
All right, we'll see. But anyway, I made a decision today. I'm going to release two of you to join the experts, Dustin and Sylvia, who've already, that's why they're not here, because they've been released and Laura's working with them. I'm going to pair Jason with Jennifer A. Because you guys consistently see things very similarly. Now, you've been excellent the last two times, but you have not, your correlations with these two have not been as high as those two together. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So overall, you're doing the best, but I just feel that these two would be a good pairing. All right? So I'm going to keep you on here. I'm going to keep you on here. And Stephanie and Leah, if she can reschedule this patient, will continue to meet with me. And Jennifer Meter will continue to meet with us as well. All right?
So there will be, is there one team and a half, three people? Is there, I think, an odd number?
There is an odd number, and we still haven't quite figured that out. But if Leah can't reschedule this patient, she's the one who's not going to continue.
So I'm going to be able to time with Dustin and...
Yes. Yes. Is that okay?
Which was
2:30?
I think it's 12. Oh, you'll have to email her. She's.
Yeah, okay.
I thought it was 12.
Yeah, okay.
Like today, they could only meet from 12 to 12:30 because we had the school concentration meeting.
Okay.
But I think they're going to meet for a full hour from 12 to 1. And she's going to work on the reliability, you know, continue to prevent drift. Also, it's a new patient.
Right.
It's going to be a little bit of a learning curve.
So are we each group doing a different video?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to have to start uploading multiple videos.
Yeah, Laura's going to email you about that, but...
I don't even have enough. Oh, no, I have two more.
That's it?
Because I only have two DVDs, and there were two on one and one on the other. So
for who? Shlomo or Laura?
No, I think there's Shlomo.
Laura hasn't given you any of hers yet?
No, I don't have any other DVD. I just had like the two that she gave
needs, me. She needs to get on the stick.
I don't think she realized.
She bought them last week, but she wanted to like...
Or she didn't have the dates on. There was something she didn't have on them.
She didn't have dates, I don't think. You're right.
Yeah.
Now I'm remembering.
And I changed, because we're not supposed to have dates on them, right? So I changed the title to be something innocuous like Video 1. So, like...
Yeah, I mean,
so
that's...
But I have to, like, work with her to create a code so we know what's what, too.
She should be doing that for you. I mean, that shouldn't be your responsibility. This is her dissertation.
Right.
Right? You're doing all the work. You're uploading the videos,
that's
you're coding,
what
you know, just...
The managers just manage. It's the people underneath that do all the work.
Well, putting codes on videos, that shouldn't be your responsibility. So, Laura, if you're listening to this, we'd like you to be coding these videos. Huh?
Is she here?
She's like, he's gone crazy. He's talking to me.
I thought you were like, I thought she was like,
yeah,
like
I can transmit thoughts. Laura, if you're listening to this right now.
Nah, I'm good.
Move my pen.
Whoa, okay.
This is how we get by this time. I'm
yeah, really. Now I know why you guys wanted to move up the time. Very good motivation. Yeah, I mean, I think we all can move up to 2:30 as soon as I find out more from Leah about what she's going to do, because she's seeing this patient now and she can't participate in this team and see a patient at the same time. She's got to make a decision. So if she can't reschedule this patient, then she's off the team, and then we can just move to 2:30 by next week. I don't have any problems with that. I think everybody here can do it. Stephanie Pogan can also do that.
Leah can't do 2:30?
Huh?
Leah can't do 2:30?
She has a course at 2:30. She's not here now because she's seeing a patient. So
yeah, like all the second and third years are over there.
Yeah,
during.
Yeah, I think they've taken a stats course.
Yeah.
Camilo. So that's the story. So as soon as, I'm going to meet with Leah tonight actually during supervision, and we'll talk about it, and then I'll make a decision about what we're going to do moving forward. I mean, as you point out, it's an odd number anyway. So. Well, you know, a manager has to make those kinds of hard decisions,
that's
you know?
True. Laura, what are you doing?
So anyway, I mean, I don't want to see DNP too often on this sheet, so. So let's go over the difficult items. So,
I'll just read out all the ones that are written down. You guys wrote.
Where's the ones that we have the most
discrepancies?
Yeah, I'm going to look at that.
Just need to eyeball that.
Now, you guys had the Excel files, right?
Yes.
The discrepancies are in the back.
Was my average 49, or was it
average.
For everybody? So was it some people like correlated better with than others?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I can give you that information. It should be in the printout.
All right, so the first number in column A, that's the actual number, the first case number, the actual number.
The case number is the actual number.
Okay. So let's see what we have here.
Watch me talk here.
So let's see. You correlated most highly with Adjua. See.
0.54.
Yeah.
Still not good.
It's not great. Next with Jason, then with Jennifer Meter, and then with Jennifer Anderson. You and Jennifer don't see anything alike. But you and Adjua see things closer. So. All right, so. Now with the other group, Sylvia and Dustin, they're starting for the real sample, and they had a real problem with item 23.
Is that the theme?
And we had problems with that item going back to the previous coding team. Let me just pull this up. I don't know how you guys did. Let's see how you guys did on that one.
No, I think it keeps opening up the February one.
Like a window
February
7th. Okay, for you guys, 4, 3, 6, 2, 3. Except for the 6, you guys were generally pretty good. The 6 was kind of an out. The 6 and the 2 were outliers. And.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was a 3.
You were 3.
Six.
You were the 6? And who was the 2?
Not really, so I guess I don't
know. Who was the 2? Jennifer Meter.
Which one is this again? The
specific
23?
Oh,
so Jason and Jennifer Meter differed greatly. But actually, Jennifer is closer
to everyone than
you.
Than me.
Yeah. So.
Some people thought there was a.
I actually watched the video myself. I didn't code it, but I actually watched the whole thing this week. So. I did watch it, and I don't think it had a specific theme.
So that would be characteristic. Would be is it has? So it should be. I see. Got it. Okay.
I mean. There were a lot of different topics discussed. I mean, a theme is making a mask. That kind of pervaded
right.
The entire session, but as far as talking about different things, they talked about a lot of different things.
They thought they talked a lot about happy, sad about the session.
That was near the end of the session.
But they brought up Michael Jackson and then it came back to that. It wasn't just at the end, I thought.
I thought it was like a separate... No, not the Michael Jackson.
And then I thought also like happy sad also came under her being happy at just at the session in general, which Laura counted. I put that all into the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
No, that is, you're right.
That was why I put it more towards characters.
That was one of three or four different themes.
Mass taking care of the baby we talked about happy sad with everything.
Talk about ending in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So the termination issues coming up.
I think that's what like bothered me a little bit because like they talked about it, but only in the context of like we're gonna have cupcakes or it's a surprise. And I feel like because they didn't delve into like what that meant, I felt like that was avoided. So maybe that's why it differed for a lot of people.
Oh, 75. Interruption is very complete.
What
coming from therapy or
discussed? Yeah, maybe. I feel like I put that low because I feel like it was discussed, but like not. The actual content of it.
75.
I gave that a 1, which is probably
too much. Let's look at 75.
Nine. I put it high
because
it was brought up, but then I also put that.
Yeah, see, that's one.
Wow, look at it. 9-1-9-8-9.
That was
who was the one?
I was the one.
That's probably. Because the extreme items are really what drive the correlations. Mm-hmm. And look at how discrepant you were to everybody else. I mean, 1 versus 9.
Right,
it's unbelievable.
As much as you can, yeah.
It's I mean, that could very easily account for the low correlations that you have with everybody else right there.
Yeah.
That's massive.
Yeah.
It was a hard one because you talk about, but she didn't really, like, it was, like, brought up, but it didn't really go into, like, that.
Or, like what it means to have this life, apart from, like, yeah, it's, like, we're going to have cupcakes, but I feel like the therapy, like, what does it mean, you know, like, I don't know, I feel like the content of it was not at all discussed.
I mean, not maybe to the depth that you would like or that I would like, but it was discussed, and she did talk about termination, yeah, in a superficial way, but she still talked about it. She's been thinking about it. She's been planning
right.
What she's going to do, how she's going to use that session time.
Yeah.
So
I guess I just
that counts.
That maybe like she should have maybe asked like, well, how does that make you feel? Like, what do you think about that? And I feel like none of that was like her personal life. Cheyenne's like thoughts about it were not apart from doing having cupcakes. Like actual thoughts in the matter were not. Because obviously she's been in therapy before, and it's not like. So what does this mean this time around, or what is it?
You know, I wouldn't. I personally wouldn't put it in a 9,
yeah.
But a 7 or 8, I would.
Okay.
I definitely would. It just doesn't belong in a 1. It just doesn't. I would go with 7, 8, or 9. 9, I probably wouldn't go with a 9, but 7 or 8 definitely. I think that was a pretty significant part of the session. Pretty characteristic.
What about item 50? How
fears
unwilling to examine thought reactions
of those increases.
Item 50.
It's 6, 8, 6, 8, 6, 6. That's not bad. I'm happy with that.
I mean, I put it really high, but I always feel like, well, I mean, I put it in a 9, but I don't know if I'm just like interpreting it.
Actually, who gave it an 8?
50, I gave it an 8.
I did. It's 8, 8, 9, 9. Looks like it's 6, 8, 8, 9.
Yeah. 58.
No, 50, there's only 1 8.
Yeah,
wait, which number are we doing?
50.
No, 58.
58.
Oh, 58. I thought you said 50.
58?
I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't know.
6, 8, 8, 9, 9.
So who gave the 6? Okay. So you're the outlier on this one. So 58.
I always feel like I'm making like
Child appears unwilling to examine thoughts, reactions, or motivations related to problems.
Well, yeah. I feel like she, like,
now this is where you would nail her on,
yeah, not
avoiding a real deep discussion about termination.
And she definitely stonewalled her a couple of times. Like, when she said, like, well, what does it mean, like, when you mess up? And she, like, ignored. And then, like, she did it once later again.
Yep.
But she did engage her a few times this time, which maybe, yep, not put it into nine this time. Mm-hmm. I think that's about a nine most.
Yeah, but I feel like it's not about therapy school, it's about child. Or you mean, like, Cheyenne and Peter, like, was...
Yeah, yeah, Cheyenne actually did go, yeah, with,
yeah,
some of them.
Yeah, that's true. That's why I gave her an eight, not a nine.
I would go with an 8 myself, but 8 or 9, I'm not going to quibble, yeah, with that, but 6, I think, is a little low.
Yeah, I just felt like there were other things that were more when I was doing that. Because, like, I maybe thought that she did, like, explore a little bit, like, oh, you know, about, like, scaring the sister, and, like, how she felt about being scared, and, like, she was feeling happy and sad. Like, I just thought she was, like, you know, just, like, look more at, like, just examine her thoughts a little more, compared to others.
Mm-hmm. Did she actively contemplate, or was she able to pursue trains of thought that might be emotionally stressful or unsettling? Did she explore inner thoughts and feelings with ease?
I'd be sad.
Yeah,
well, I know.
And then she changed the subject and she started modeling
the mask belt sheath thing. Yeah, because there was a couple of times where she definitely, like, changed direction, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, just from a supervision point of view, what Sarah could have done and didn't do was to point that out. You know, I noticed that when we started talking about this,
right,
you started doing this to avoid what we were talking about. Did you notice that as well? Mm-hmm. Sarah didn't do any of that, but that's just a supervisory, mm-hmm, comment. But I would go with an 8 on that one.
Because there was one point where she was like, oh, I'm so sad, but, like, I think she just said it that way because she thought that's what, like, sad people were supposed to sound like, but,
right,
I didn't get the impression that she was actually sad.
Right. Right.
She wasn't, just didn't, don't think she knew how to express it. She kept saying how she got the blues, and I feel like there was something there that maybe she was sad about, maybe it was Michael Jackson, but I feel like maybe...
No, I mean, that's a displacement.
Yeah, I feel like maybe it was the end of the therapy, or maybe it was...
Well, that, I think that would be a very plausible hypothesis. And why Sarah didn't bring that up. You know, I wonder whether you're feeling sad because we're ending in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we've been working together for a year now.
Yeah.
And I would imagine that might make you feel sad.
Yeah.
That wasn't mentioned at all. Yeah. But I think that's the most plausible hypothesis. Yeah. It's not Michael Jackson. That's a distraction,
yeah,
really, from what's really going on. What else? What other items of contention?
Yeah, it's not only for me either.
What's that?
The one that you sent, I can't get to open.
Oh, you can't open your...
The Excel.
Why not?
I don't know. It's not opening for some reason.
I can't open it.
Really? How about you, Jennifer? That's bizarre. I export it from SPSS, the file.
The one that opened for the first time for me was the, like, one from, like, the 17th of February. And I don't know.
It was an Excel, right?
Yeah.
How about 66?
66?
13256, or is that not really?
How is that? 13256. Well, the 1 and 6,
right,
and the 2 and the 6, and the 1 and the 5. What is 66? Let's see.
Therapist is directly reassuring.
Therapist attempts to allay child's anxieties and instill the hope that matters will improve.
That is two.
Therapist tends to refrain from providing direct assurance when child is evidently anxious or upset. For example, child describes feeling worried about the first day of school, and then the therapist refrains from telling the child, it will be fine. You know, Sarah could have said, you don't have to feel sad. She didn't do that. Right? So I would say 3. but what did you guys
I
see?
Said two. Mm-hmm. I thought because we were talking a lot about feeling sad that day and whether or not she actually felt sad, I couldn't tell, but I had figured I had to take her at her word.
Now, six was Ajua, right?
Yeah. I don't really... I can't really think of a good defense.
A defense?
You have to fold, you say?
No when to fold.
I don't know why. I don't know when to fold.
Like into Kenny Rogers here.
Now, like, when I think about it that way, definitely was like, happy sad. So it's kind of just, like, not really good.
There's one about the therapist sort of modeling or like maybe emphasizing the child's
empathizing. Feelings. I thought she
empathizing or emphasizing?
Oh, emphasizing. Oh yeah, there's both, isn't there?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Does 81 emphasize his feelings to help the child experience them more deeply?
What number is that?
81.
81.
If you were maybe
that
two.
Oh, eight.
When she talked about her feelings, she didn't say, like, well, it sounds like you're sad. She just said, I thought she said them in a very sort of matter of fact. Like, well, what does that mean, like, to you? You know what I mean?
She said something about, sounds like you're confused. Like, you're confused. Like,
not confused.
I thought there were multiple times when she,
but she said, it seems like you don't know what you feel.
Right.
And she's like, sometimes.
Yeah, but I feel like that's not exaggerating that emotion.
82888. Who was the two?
I'm the two.
Everyone else was the eight.
One, yeah. I feel like she tried to maybe like clarify the feelings, but I don't think she tried to emphasize it to help her feel them more.
Well, did she underemphasize the experience of affect?
Did she
appear only interested in the child's objectified descriptions?
I think she said it very matter of fact with herself. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think she said like, "Oh, you're sad. Well, why are you sad?" She was like, "So, yeah, I don't know. I feel like she was."
She did focus on it. She said, can you be sad and happy at the same time with the same with two different people?
Right.
Can you be happy and sad at the same time with the same person?
Yes.
I mean, she was focusing. That counts. She's emphasizing feelings. She's not saying, well, what were your cognitions?
Yes.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
What's
your cognitive processing?
I'm being silly, but you know what I mean? She's not, what are your beliefs about sadness?
Yeah.
Now, a CBT person would do something like that, sadly.
But then, yeah, I guess that is emphasizing, but it just wasn't like... I guess I was just thinking more like...
I was waiting for...
Yeah, no, I guess that's true. I guess I was waiting for more sort of like... You sound like, I don't know, sad. More, I guess, like, not empathetic, but emotional.
Maybe like more direct.
Right, or like emotionally, like... emotionally statement of that, but I guess it was talked about.
So Maria, we're starting to see why you had the lower correlation. I mean, those two alone would totally sink you.
Yes, and you did.
Because the discrepancy was so wide with everybody else, you know. So I'm glad we identified those two, and you understand them better now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I just like my own, sort of own expectations of what maybe I would have liked to see or what I would have expected from this, maybe. And that's not, right? Mm-hmm. There's no place here, so.
It's hard to tease out. Like,
yeah.
You're just looking at the 45 minutes, forgetting the other videos you've seen or the other children you've ever known, or just zero in on the 45 minutes. So let's just look at some of the others. If you guys see any like large discrepancies, call them out.
I think it's like 32. Like, I think
32?
I mean, 98 while I was trying to figure out where I should go.
32.
Child achieved new understanding or insight.
Now, there was one person. Oh, that was Jennifer. You put it in seven.
Yeah, I think.
And everybody else. Yeah.
Because I thought, like, at one point she was like, oh, this, I've never felt happy and sad at the same time before. This is the first time. So, like, that stood out to me. But I don't know if that's standing enough to make it go into characteristic of my life. But I just...
And when she talked, the sister was there, and the sister again.
Yeah.
Child achieves new understanding or insight. if a new perspective, attitude, or warded off content emerges during the course of the hour. For example, following the therapist's remark, the child acknowledges his role in difficulties with his siblings. I don't, it's not a perspective really, it's a new feeling.
Okay.
I wouldn't call it a new awareness, would you?
I thought I was confused. So
yeah, I don't think I would.
Okay.
In fact, we might say she resisted looking at issues from a new perspective. Mm-hmm. Of course, the problem with Sarah's interventions is that she's not really presenting anything new. Sarah is more of a clarifier than an interpreter. I think it probably goes in the middle pile. Where'd you guys put it?
I put it 2.
I had 2.
But thinking about what you said, yeah. Especially the one where she said, I've never thought about two feelings at the same time before, I probably would have. I didn't think about that when it's coloring this one. I probably would have put it closer to the middle.
Yeah. I think it was like 6 or 7. I just put it in the center because, like, maybe thinking about the other sessions too. I'm like, wow, that was really like.
Yeah. Like, I still probably wouldn't have put it. Maybe 3, maybe 4 at the most.
I mean, I put it all the way higher. 1, maybe it's not like that. Okay. But I don't know. It just didn't feel like too big. I don't know. Like,
I don't think it should go in a 1. Because a 1 would mean that she's actively resisting insight. So Sarah is like making interpretations like Melanie Klein. You know, and she's saying, hell no, that's not true for me. No, I'm not going to take it in. She didn't do that. So I'm thinking more middle pile-ish, maybe a 4. That's what I'm thinking. 98.
I know that's another one I'm going to be way off on because that was definitely part of my sort of logic.
98.
So
we got 61363. Who were the sixes? Jennifer and Maria, were you?
I was a 1.
I had
the 3s.
This is
98. Yeah.
Oh, there's Jennifer Meter and the 2 Jennifers.
Which one?
That was the therapy relationship business.
Relationship was not discussed.
Yeah. I thought it was because, I guess, other things were discussed.
I mean, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, therapy relations discussed. Therapist calls attention features of the interaction and her personal process. She doesn't do any of that. She doesn't do any of that.
And I think because the end, the termination was brought up, and because that was not discussed, I feel like that was more glaring to me as an omission. But again, that's part of my own.
What did you put?
I put a 1.
That's uncharacteristic.
Yeah.
And I think that's...
I mean, you could make an argument for 1 because termination was brought up.
But the interactions...
But they didn't really talk about the interaction and, you know, the sadness connected to the termination. None of that was taken
that
was up. So 1 might... 1 would be a possible response. I mean, you have to think about all the other items and whether it makes sense in relation to all the other items, but a 2 would certainly be possible. Where'd you guys put it?
I put it in 3. I
know 6, I think, is way off.
Yeah. I think I think it belonged to, like, the neutral, like, pile, and then when I sorted them, there were other ones that seemed more... like, it just was, like, a process of elimination.
Yeah, but I think you have to pay attention to the fact that an opportunity to talk about one's relationship and ending existed, and neither party materialized that possibility of talking about it, and that automatically pulls a card more to an extreme end when that happens. So, what other items? Is this helpful? Is this to talk about? Okay.
What about, did
we talk about 86? 86? Jennifer M is the 1,
so. This is confident, self-assured, uncertain. Oh, versus uncertain and unsure.
Yeah,
Yeah, I think she was like, I don't think her style is like a very overly confident style.
But it's certainly confident.
Right. Yeah, it's comfortable, but it's
I
not like
she was like choosing her words carefully, so she was like really thinking about how she liked to
speak. She looked like she was really thinking.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't think that made her not confident.
Yeah.
It just made her like
well, she certainly didn't appear uncertain, embarrassed, apprehensive, or ineffectual.
Yeah. Maybe like cautious.
She was
huh?
Like cautious. Yeah.
Now she.
So Jennifer M's listening to this.
Yeah, Jennifer M was the outlier. She did. She wasn't very effectual in ending the session on time. Right?
It's not, it's, this to me talks about like appearance, how they like act, not like the acts they do in the session. Is that right?
Present themselves as.
It's not like the fact that she did this or did that, it's how she came across.
Well, it does use the word appears.
Yeah.
But you can appear ineffectual if a patient is walking all over you and you're not doing anything to stop it. That therapist is appearing ineffectual.
Oh, okay. Is that how I should interpret this?
Yeah,
this
I think
item?
So.
Because to me, that would be worded completely different. I mean, if I'm sitting there and the patient's walking all over, maybe that's, and I'm sitting there, maybe, you know, I still look that I'm confident and self-assured, and I'm, who knows, in my head, that wasn't effective. That's what I was trying to, and someone else could see that's walking all over, but I still appeared self-assured. And that's kind of how I take this item.
I hear what you're saying.
I feel
saying.
Like there are other items that talk about, you know, specific behaviors in like actions taken as opposed to.
So how would you look ineffectual? How would a person look ineffectual?
Yeah, shaking voice, like nervous, trembling.
So, I guess if you we all wanted to,
you just have to after the act out.
Yeah, let's see some.
Wait till next summer. Come and see me.
I mean, I don't know, but I'll interpret it however we want to. I mean, that's how I was seeing it.
Yeah, all right. How were you guys seeing it?
What am I missing? Sorry.
This is 86.
So I put a 7.
I just like more like her. Mm-hmm. I don't say word. I don't know, like if she was just kind of like.
Because it says demeanor. So I'm like thinking in terms of.
Right.
Like, if you say something, like, it just sounds unsure, like, how I'm sounding now. But, like...
She was, like, tentative, but she didn't sound like she had no idea what she was talking about. Yeah. She didn't sound, like, scared or apprehensive or, like,
right.
Lost.
Mm-hmm. It's just that I have problems with the word ineffectual, I guess.
Right.
When I think of ineffectual, right. I think of behavior. But you're saying you can be ineffectual
seem
and not actually behave in that way. You can look ineffectual.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's good.
I think there's some in that item that's not entirely
clear. Yeah. All right, what else?
Back to California.
What other items seem to give you guys hard time? We talked about 75, right?
75 was, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The extremes.
Yeah.
What about 69? Did we talk about 69? Jennifer put that one in a 3.
Child's current or recent life situation is emphasized.
And everybody else put it in characteristic piles.
Eight.
So there's some disagreement there. So 69.
Current or recent life situation is emphasized. I just thought, what with the camp, with the ending of treatment,
with the Michael Jackson just dying that day.
Yeah, having a new nephew
which was
or
a big
cousin
theme
or whatever.
Of it, the new nephew.
All right, so let's ask the opposite question. Was the patient's current life actively avoided in discussion or play? Was it just avoided?
This may be just like, I just have a little more
therapy. Right, that was my.
that was really, that's the future that's being avoided. That's not really current. I guess you could say it's current.
I guess we should play with the mask the whole time and didn't talk about what's going on in her life. Then I would put that in other characters.
Yeah.
But she brought up things that were happening. So
yeah.
I guess I thought there were like other things I liked.
You were still on the characteristic side.
Yeah, it's true. All right, we don't have Jennifer M. here to defend herself.
You got that, Jennifer? Walking all over you. I look like I'm confident in it. How do you look?
Jennifer does not look, Jason does not look ineffectual at all. Like so what other items?
That's some of the earlier ones. We haven't really looked at the...
Okay. First, start from the beginning.
Oh, as a side note, my Excel file did open, but it said it's read-only and it's repaired because there was some, like, problem.
It's repaired?
So it repaired it for me and it opened it. So I don't know.
That's strange.
I feel like it didn't say what.
I love that mine still being open.
Yeah, mine...
It's like, rear.
Mine had some issues and it told me, like, all these errors came up.
What kind of Dell do you have?
It's an Inspiron 1400, I think.
That would be Microsoft issue, though. This would be a Microsoft thing to repair it.
Yeah, it's like, it's Windows Vista, so it's like the new iPad.
Well,
you have a Mac, Jason?
Yeah, it would be an Office thing to repair, though. It wouldn't have anything to do with Windows.
Oh, okay. All right, so...
Maybe.
Item 4, there's some discrepancy between Maria and Jennifer. A.
There's this question of why child isn't there.
I believe.
Yes.
Put it in a 1.
This is.
There's a discussion of why child isn't there. Again, with the end of treatment coming sort of looming, I thought that could have been an opportunity to go into it. And since it wasn't looming, I guess. But is that like assuming too much?
Mm-hmm. I thought it wasn't. Like, it was just like before, it looks like the child asks the therapist, why do I have to be in touch with the other therapist doesn't like address that.
Yeah, I don't think there's any discussion of why the child is in therapy.
Right, no, there isn't. I know, but I've given it 1, which is too low. But I mean, the fact that like therapy is ending and maybe like... But again, that's maybe going too far with it.
I mean, you put it in 1 if, let's say... You know, let's say the Cheyenne puts her fist through a wall and Sarah says, well, you know, that's why you're in therapy, because of what you just did. And then Cheyenne completely ignores her, doesn't want to talk about it. Or actually, if let's say they're precipitating, let's say that Cheyenne puts her fist through a wall and neither one talks about it.
Yeah.
It'd be like a half.
Yeah. Okay. Where did you get to the
number? I put it in 4.
Yeah, mine was in 3, but I always have trouble having enough uncharacteristic. I think sometimes I have things that maybe should be in the middle that end up in 3.
I mean, there was like... They talked a little bit about termination therapy, but they didn't really talk about like, what that means.
Yeah, but termination is different from the reasons why you're in therapy. Those are two totally different discussions.
Yeah.
So, but if she exhibits a behavior that's supposed to show why she's in therapy and then the therapist doesn't address it, maybe her whole, like, I'm denying all these emotions, I'm not going to talk about them, is the reason why she's in therapy and then the therapist doesn't address that. But no, I guess she didn't address that. I don't know.
No,
does that
I mean,
kind of make sense, though?
Children are in therapy not because they're denying their problems.
Okay.
They're in therapy because they have problems.
But like her
denial can be part of it.
Willingness to talk about her feelings, maybe. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, don't you kind of know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I can't explain it the right way. But like, if that's one of the reasons why she's there, because she can't verbalize how she's feeling, and then if she's doing that behavior, she's like. Verbalize and Sarah doesn't say
that's
why you're in therapy. Like, does that make it uncharacteristic?
Yeah, I think it does.
Okay, so I don't know then. Maybe why it should be more uncharacteristic.
I think it probably should be.
Okay. And I should be less interested. Right. Yeah, again, like, yeah. If it was tied to, like, well, we're ending therapy, like, do you feel better about the things that were bothering you before? But that's me making an answer.
Well, yeah, I mean, okay, so the fact that termination was even brought up, why are you terminating? I mean, that's a question.
Right.
I don't know if you guys know why the termination was coming up. Exactly. So it wasn't because her symptoms had remitted, which would be why termination would be discussed on the outside, but this
wouldn't
is a...
Wouldn't progress be discussed at all?
In a termination session, or...
Well, like, leading up to, like, don't you want to get some sort of... I mean, it's the last two sessions. This is a year-long... It's not like 2 weeks is, like, that long of a time.
That's true. I mean, you usually wait till the last session to talk about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes it comes up, I think, like the way, like, never, and then you watch here.
Yeah. I don't know why it's going to happen.
I mean, they did talk about, like,
I should
talk about, you know, or the last one, and the
cupcakes,
and the party.
Which is also sort of strange, because, like, are you happy about it? Are you sad about it?
Well, that's the theme. That's one of the themes of the session, right? This girl, I mean, you're not coding her for real, so I'll just let you know. This girl has extraordinary difficulty feeling sadness. And she, you guys have had Danielle's class, right? You learned about reaction formation. I mean, this girl is a pro at reaction formation. Whenever she's feeling sad, you see the opposite. She's happy, she's... So it makes perfect sense, knowing this girl, and I had supervised this case for 3 years, that she would want to have a real party and a huge celebration on the last day. Complete avoidance of any feelings of sadness, loss, missing Sarah. Let's just avoid all that and turn that feeling into its opposite.
But interesting that it came out, the sadness about Michael Jackson.
Well, I think she, in displacement, she can maybe experience that feeling. But when it's with somebody who's in the room with you, who really matters, can't do it. So she displaced the sadness onto Michael Jackson from Sarah. Of course, none of that gets interpreted, though, to Cheyenne's detriment.
You say something like, maybe you're feeling sad about Michael Jackson.
Yeah, or you could say, you know, maybe for you it feels easier to feel sad about Michael Jackson than it does about you and me ending therapy together and you not seeing me anymore.
She did say something about, like, you can lose somebody without them dying, which I think was sort of a segue to that.
I mean, Sarah was just, she's so tentative, you know, with the interpretation. She was going there. She never quite gets there.
I feel like Cheyenne definitely, like, smacks her down a lot, so I feel like she didn't want to push her, maybe.
It's true, but, you know, you've got to push through that a little bit. Cheyenne needs to be challenged at times. You can't allow a patient to smack you down every time and then you not get up off the mat and, you know, say what you need to say.
I guess because she's a kid, too. Like, would she, like, tantrum? Would she...
No, she wouldn't. She wouldn't. Yeah. Kids are less fragile than novice therapists think they are.
Yeah.
I know you think they're going to, like...
Crumpled.
Or maybe just, like, yeah, or maybe just be too stubborn and too, like, just, no.
Well, and that's okay. Yeah. If a child does that, okay, so she had a little stubborn, resistant attitude. That's part of, it's grist for the therapeutic mill.
Oh, I'm going to be so mixed.
What?
I feel like I'm just going to be so nervous because I'm going to, like, want to, like, interpret and want to, but I feel like wouldn't want to push anybody too much. So I think the balance of, like, knowing when it's appropriate.
Well, timing is an important issue, definitely. But you can't, you know, have we seen Sarah make any interpretations in the 4 videos you've watched? I've seen 3 of the 4.
Yeah, this was the
most. This was the most attempted.
And even these attempts really aren't full interpretations. Yeah, I agree with you. She got close there. She was trying to...
Yeah, losing without...
Some of those attempts to die, though. kind of feel like you lose them. Right. Moving away feels like loss, like losing them too. And then no answer. What time is it?
Yeah.
But then she comes back and says, happy, sad, I don't know what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And then she missed it. She said, so what is it that you're doing here? And totally,
yeah.
The time, like, it was like she became culpable. It's like she took over for Cheyenne and did what Cheyenne
exactly.
does.
Exactly.
Is that reverse project of identification? What is that called when, like, they make you, like...
A projective identification.
Yeah, when the client makes the therapist feel or act a certain way.
Yeah, it's projective identification.
Yeah.
I feel bad because, you know, Sarah's not here to defend herself, but...
Yeah, I wonder what she's feeling if she ever listens to these.
We love you!
I feel like, not to say that we'll do any better.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I know. Talk yeah, I mean, certain I
you guys are all novices,
yeah.
You
that's,
know.
That's the point. That's why we're here.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. She's helping us, Sarah.
Yes.
Speaking directly to Sarah.
Well, you guys aren't going to make the mistakes that Sarah made.
No. We'll make new ones.
What about 44?
44.
44. His child feels very.
Did I just see 44? Or am I just? Or was I looking at something else?
No, that's not bad. Ones and fours. I'm not upset by that. Cool. 25 looked a little discrepant.
Oh, I think I had a
child has difficulty leaving the section.
But that is
not.
There were some fours, and there was a four and a six on that. Who did the four and the six?
I gave it a four.
Okay, so
I mean, maybe it probably would have been like maybe a five or six. Maybe four was a bit much.
Child has difficulty leaving the session. Oh, please. Please.
Yeah, that was one of my most.
This is obvious. This is an obvious one.
I thought it had to be, like, more extreme.
More extreme?
Like refusing, like, no, I'm not leaving, or, like, I don't know.
Well, that would be a nine, but I'm not agreeing on a nine, but come on.
Yeah.
She had difficulty leaving the session, and just to let you guys know, she has difficulty leaving almost every session.
Except it's for been, not most of ours, for some reason, that we've done know. The training.
Yeah, the other ones were...
Oh, that?
Like she was late
I didn't remember that.
She's late often.
Yeah, she's been late to a lot.
Yeah. Not her fault.
I was going to say right. She's
totally not her fault.
Yeah.
This her she grandmother is just was such a pain to work with. It's another story, but.
What's her sister like? I'm curious. I want to watch
all these videos. Like
you
just formulate all these.
Things.
Yeah. The sister is very, very similar. Now, I supervised the sister for only 1 year. Mm-hmm. I supervised Cheyenne for 3. So, I don't know the other sister as well, but I know her because I supervised on that case for 1 year. Very, very similar. Similar in their attitudes toward affect and avoidance of any kind of negative affect at all. Very, very similar.
Something must have means, obviously, things have happened to parents that was pretty, jarring or upsetting.
Oh, yeah. A lot, a lot, a lot of CPS involvement. So I don't want to get into details, but so anyway, that should be in an 8, not a 4 or a 6. What else? Oh, I guess we're out of time. But thank you, guys.
All right, so
we're on.